Democratic State Senator Terry Gibson, who represents most of Dutchess County and parts of Putnam County, has introduced the following measure.
My bill, the Vampire Voting Act, would prohibit any legislation in both houses from being voted on between 9 p.m. and 9 a.m. And I think this is important because I think we were sent up here to do our work in a transparent manner, do it in the light of day. We need to stop driving a stake through the heart of democracy.
So far, Democratic Senator Cecilia Kacek is a co-sponsor. She represents Greene and Montgomery counties, as well as parts of Ulster, Albany, and Schenectady counties. Gibson says others have expressed interest, though he declined to name names. Again, here's Gibson.
There's no reason why we, as responsible legislators and elected officials, shouldn't be able to do our work in the daytime so that people can hold us accountable for our actions. But unfortunately, unless we are able to pass this bill, we will continue to have lots and lots of legislation be rushed through purposely late at night when only the vampires are roaming the halls.
He says when Governor Andrew Cuomo last month signed the New York Secure Ammunition and Firearms Enforcement Act, or NYSAFE Act, as the gun control legislation is known, that was the final trigger for his authoring the Vampire Voting Act. However, Gibson points out that his bill differs from the New York State Government Transparency Act introduced Tuesday by Republican State Senator Greg Ball and a number of Republican Assembly members.
You know, my bill is substantially different than the bill that the Republican Party has put forth. Their bill is really only about he, the governor. And my bill is about we, the people, we, the legislature, and holding ourselves accountable for the work that we do here. And it's a nonpartisan bill. I'm reaching out to senators and assemblymen on both sides of the aisle. If you think about it, just, you know, when we vote, the hours we vote is not a partisan issue.
Gibson's Vampire Voting Act does not refer to messages of necessity. The Transparency Act does, requiring two-thirds approval for a message of necessity, which Governor Cuomo used in ushering the SAFE Act through the legislature. In addition, the Transparency Act prohibits legislators from passing bills between midnight and 8 a.m., unless two-thirds of the legislature are present. Kieran Lawler, a Republican assembly member who represents parts of Dutchess County, has signed on to the Transparency Act.
I really think we owe it to young people in New York who vote in very low numbers, who are cynical about government, who are cynical about their leadership, who think there's a set of rules for the powerful and then another set of rules for other people to bring this transparency to our government. And I'm excited to be a co-sponsor of the bill.
He says enacting the bill will lead to open government.
And the side effect of that will be more participation in government, higher voting turnout, and nothing could be better for democracy than that.
Also during Tuesday's introduction of the Transparency Act, Assemblymember Steve McLaughlin, who represents parts of Albany, Columbia, Greene, and Rensselaer counties, made controversial remarks while answering a question about comments that Cuomo acted like a dictator when he expedited the passage of the gun control policy last month using a message of necessity.
Just don't question it, just vote. That's basically the message here. If that's not dictatorial, I don't know what is. Hitler would be proud. Mussolini would be proud of what we did here. Moscow would be proud. But that's not democracy. So I don't even know how you question whether that's not dictatorial or not. That's absolutely dictatorial.
He later released a video apology in which he said he had called Governor Cuomo to personally apologize. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.